Alec Abaneros in studio with me on The Morning Drive. Good morning, Alec.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you here. I know that you're going to have a challenging topic today, and it starts with God said it, do you believe it, then act on it.
And I think where we're at the moment in the year is we're sort of thinking about the year that's been and what lies ahead for next year. And we would really like the listeners that have been listening to the program just to send in their comments on what they've enjoyed, what's worked, what they've tried, what hasn't, what they like, what they don't like, and suggestions on what they'd like to see for next year. So at the moment, we're talking about how to get more practical and how to implement what we've been learning. And the question then comes, and we've got a few scriptures where we're saying, okay, we accept from a knowledge point of view that God said it. The question then is, do we actually believe it? And if you do believe the Bible, then why aren't you acting on it? And if you are, great. If you aren't, then you need to live up to the consequences that come with it. So we've got a few verses here, but the one that we're going to start and end with today is in out of Ephesians 5 verse 10, where the Lord says to us, try and learn in your experience what is pleasing to the Lord, and let your lives be constant proofs of what is acceptable to Him. And that the way that that is brought across is really around experiential learning and walking a road with the Lord and figuring out through experiential learning what is it in your life that you do that is pleasing to the Lord. And that differs for us all.
Great. And that is something that we actually have been talking about before the show, before this discussion, actually, about knowing what the word says and whether you are doing what the word says. So interesting how you've also brought that same line of thinking into today's discussion. James 2 verse 20 and James 2 verse 26 is all about putting your faith into action.
Yes. So, you know, they both of those verses are making it very clear to you that, you know, believing it but not putting it into action is a waste of time and effort. So you need to go across and put it into practice. And we've got such awesome verses that are telling us, I mean, this one in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 6:19 to 20, tells you that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So firstly, do you believe that? And then do you realize that you're supposed to be bringing glory to the Lord with your body? Or what about Romans 12 verse 1, where Paul begs you to dedicate your body as an act of spiritual worship. So, you know, is that what you're doing? You know, do you honor your body as the temple of the Holy Spirit, or do you abuse the temple with alcohol and smoking and eating the wrong foods and not looking after your health and self-inflicted lifestyle diseases that you, and then be quick to run to the front for prayer, for healing. You need to own up and take responsibility and realize that we've been given the choice. And there's that verse in Deuteronomy 30:19 where you've been given the choice to choose life. You've been instructed to choose life. We've got all these verses in the Bible that we've been going over now for the last year and a half, which are telling us how to go about looking after our health and wellness from a biblical point of view. And Do you believe it? Do you actually believe it? And if you do believe it, then why are you possibly not acting on it? And next year, we'd like to try and get a lot more practical to help people take those baby steps and move in the right direction of actually starting to do something active about making those changes.
And like you mentioned, that scripture in Corinthians where we are told and that our bodies are a temple of the Lord, and also for us to glorify the Lord with looking after our bodies so that we can be effective in the kingdom of God. I mean, we are here on earth to live a life that is kingdom missioned, and you, I'm sure, have more to say on that, to weigh in on the fact that we are needing to align our nutrition, our exercise, our body in the optimal performance that needs to be in order for us to be effective in the kingdom.
Yeah, I think the what we're saying there, and that is also where our uniqueness comes into it. So, you know, somebody is called to be a ballerina, somebody else is called to be a powerlifter, somebody else is a pastor. We've all got our different callings, and based on what that is, and based on what the desires of your heart are, because we must remember that the Lord put those desires there in the first place so that you can live them out, and in fulfilling them, you glorify Him, and you become all you were created to be and to become. That's how we serve each other and bring glory to the Lord. And you know, the point is that I'll give you examples. There's a biblical example with Caleb, where in Joshua he says, at the age of 85, he's as strong as he was at 40, and he's ready to go to war. In Proverbs, we've got a lovely verse there for the ladies. Proverbs 31:17. She girds herself with strength, spiritual, mental, and physical, for her God-given task, and makes her arms strong and firm. It says she makes her arms strong and firm. And you know, we have to put the effort in from our side to get the reward, and to bring glory to the Lord. And it's so much easier to have a happy, enjoyable life and to experience the superabundant blessings that the Lord says, where He'll go beyond our desires, thoughts, hopes, prayers, and dreams. Yeah, if you are alive and you are on earth, then you can make a change that will have a positive outcome on your future. And a great way to do that is to allow your physiology, your body, your health through your exercise and through nutrition to upregulate your emotions, put you in that frame of mind where you can absorb the knowledge and the word of the Lord, renew your mind, and then apply that. Take that over into action, and then you will have you'll experience that joy and that peace and that comes from it. And once you start seeing the positive results, then it becomes an upward spiral.
Alec, I'm looking at your notes that you shared with me, and on the top of your second page of your notes, you say you are here on earth alive on a mission to glorify God in all that you do. The Lord has placed desires in your heart so that you are passionate about things and it gets you excited to do things.
Yes.
You have also been talking about passion and purpose for a long time, and we need to be able to understand that also in order for us to get fueled and to train in alignment of that purpose.
I think it's so much easier if you do have one, and you know it, because then your your nutrition and your exercise is a means to an end. It's not an end in itself. So you find often that if you're training to achieve a short-term goal, whether that's weight loss or whether that is to run at 7 minutes a K or whatever it is, once you've achieved that, it becomes a hollow victory, and you tend to, in the Christian word, backslide and drift back into where you were, and even sometimes worse off than you were in the first place. Whereas if you're trying to effect a lifestyle change, and if you've got a purpose, then that is only a stepping stone in the right direction, and you can set yourself all these successive goals that will help you to actually arrive at your purpose. But it takes, like you were saying earlier, it takes courage, and it takes dedication, and it takes hard work and effort. Nothing comes if you don't win the prize. It doesn't get sent to you for free. You've got to earn it. You've got to win it. So it takes effort, but the upside is tremendous and very beneficial. And I think the point that we're trying to get across is you need to just figure this out for yourself. There are so many people out there that are willing and able to help and assist you on the journey. You need to reach out and just take that very first baby step. We were talking about next year and about challenges, and we're going to be doing a lot more of that next year, is to say, okay, cool, let's this week, we're all going to put the effort in to go for a walk on a daily basis. And that's where we would like to get that feedback and input from the listeners, so that we can continue to be of service and of benefit and try to help people to get to really enjoy life and to improve their health span. It's a awesome place to be when you are in good health, and you can really enjoy life in abundance.
Well, there you go. It is a call to action for you. Let us know on the WhatsApp line throughout the week if you have applied anything, learned anything from the series with Alec on a Tuesday morning on the WhatsApp line 071-364-0376. Just say wellness and what you've learned or what you've changed in your life, how you've improved and how you have taken what you have seen from knowledge to faith and now to action. Because like we said, God said it, do you believe it? Then act on it. Yes. Thank you so much, Alec. Appreciate your time today.